This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for HBVAX2, active ingredient, hepatitis B vaccine, recombinant, and hepatitis B surface antigen, recombinant. This leaflet provides important information about using HBVAX2. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using HBVAX2. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I or my child being given HBVAX2? HBVAX2 is a vaccine used to help prevent hepatitis B. The vaccine can be given to newborns, infants, children, teenagers, and adults. What is hepatitis B? Hepatitis B is an infection of the liver, caused by the hepatitis B virus, HBV. It can be caught by coming into contact with an infected person's blood, semen, vaginal secretions, saliva, or other body fluids. For example, if these infected fluids enter your bloodstream through a cut in your skin, you could become infected. Other situations that could lead to infection include being born to a mother who carries the HBV, sexual contact with someone who is infected, living in the same house as someone who is infected, close family contact, for example, sharing razors or toothbrushes, having a job that involves exposure to human blood or body fluids, for example, some healthcare workers, sharing needles for injecting drugs, traveling to areas where hepatitis B is common. People who have hepatitis B may not look or feel sick when infected. In fact, a person could be infected by the virus 6 weeks to 6 months before symptoms occur. Some people develop mild, flu-like symptoms. Others may become very ill and extremely tired, develop yellowing of the skin and or eyes, also called jaundice, dark urine and other symptoms that require hospitalization. Most people recover completely from the HBV infection. However, there are some people, particularly children, who may not have symptoms, but continue to carry the virus in their blood. They are called chronic carriers. These chronic carriers are infectious and can spread the disease to others throughout their lives. Babies who are infected with HBV at birth almost always go on to become chronic carriers. The infection at birth is silent, and the babies appear healthy and continue to remain healthy for many years. However, after 30, 40, or 50 years they can become unwell and develop the symptoms described above. All chronic carriers run the risk of developing serious liver disease, such as cirrhosis, scarring of the liver, or liver cancer. Vaccination is recommended for adults who are at substantial risk of hepatitis B virus infection. How does it work? HBVAX2 works by causing your body to produce its own protection by making disease-fighting substances, antibodies to fight the HBV. If a vaccinated person comes into contact with hepatitis B virus, HBV, the body is usually ready and produces antibodies to destroy the virus. However, as with all vaccines, 100% protection against hepatitis B cannot be guaranteed. Because hepatitis B infection can go undetected for a long period of time, it is possible that an individual may already be infected at the time the vaccine is given. The vaccine may not prevent hepatitis B in these individuals. What should I know before my child or I given HBVAX2? Warnings. Do not have HBVAX2 if you or your child have an allergy to HBVAX2 or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You or your child have an allergy to yeast. The expiry date on the pack has passed. If the vaccine is used after the expiry date has passed, it may not work. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You are breastfeeding. You or your child have any medical conditions, especially the following: bleeding problems, severe heart or lung disease, diseases which decrease the immune system, for example, AIDS. HBVAX2 may not work as well as it should if you or your child have diseases or conditions which decrease the body's immune defense system. Your doctor will decide whether or not to give the vaccine. You or your child have an acute infection or high temperature. Your doctor may decide to delay your injection of HBVAX2. You or your child are undergoing dialysis. You may need to be given a higher dose of HBVAX to than normal. You, or your child have any allergies to any other medicines, or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, latex rubber or dyes. You, or your child have previously been infected with hepatitis B virus. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you, or your child are given HBVAX too. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks, and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known whether the vaccine is harmful to an unborn baby when administered to a pregnant woman. Your doctor will give you HBVAX too, only if it is clearly needed. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether HBVAX2 passes into breast milk. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of you being given HBVAX2 while breastfeeding. Use in the elderly. Hepatitis B vaccines may not be as effective in individuals 65 years of age and older as they are with younger subjects. What if my child or I are taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. HBVAX2 may not work as well as it should if you or your child are taking medicines that decrease the immune system, such as corticosteroids, e.g. prednisone, or cyclosporin. Your doctor will advise you if you are taking any of these or other medicines that decrease the immune system. Your doctor will decide whether or not to give the vaccine. You may need to be given a higher dose of HBVAX to than normal. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect HBVAX2. How is HBVAX2 given? How much will you be given? Your doctor will decide on the dose of HBVAX2 that you or your child will be given. This depends on age and other factors, such as if you or your child are undergoing dialysis. How is it given? HBVAX2 is given as an injection, usually into your upper arm muscle by a doctor or trained nurse. For babies, the vaccine may be given into the upper thigh muscle. For some people with bleeding problems, the vaccine may need to be given under the skin, subcutaneously. The vaccine should not be injected directly into veins, intravenously. When is it given? HBVAX2 is generally given as a total of 3 doses over 6 months. Each dose is given on a separate visit. The schedule is: first dose, at elected date; second dose, 1 month after first injection; third dose, 6 months after the first injection. For children and teenagers aged 11 to 15 years, a total of 2 doses may be given instead of 3. The schedule for 2 doses is: first dose, at elected date; second dose, 4 to 6 months after the first injection. Vaccination is not necessary in children or teenagers who have received a course of hepatitis B vaccine before. For babies born to mothers infected with HBV, the first dose of HBVAX2 should be given at birth or as soon after as possible. In addition to the HBVAX2, an injection of hepatitis B immunoglobulin is also given. It is important to return at the scheduled dates for the follow-up doses. The duration of protective effect of HBVAX2 is unknown. Therefore, it is not known whether a booster dose will be necessary. If you or your child miss a dose of HBVAX2, if you or your child miss the scheduled dose, talk to your doctor or nurse and arrange another visit as soon as possible. What should I know after my child or I have been given HBVAX2? Things you should do: keep your follow-up appointments with your doctor or clinic. It is important to have your follow-up doses of HBVAX2 at the appropriate times to make sure the vaccine has the best chance of providing protection against the hepatitis B virus. Driving or using machines: be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how HBVAX2 affects you. HBVAX2 should not normally interfere with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. However, HBVAX2 may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to HBVAX2 before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Looking after your medicine. It is unlikely that you will be asked to store HBVAX2. However, if you need to store HBVAX2, keep it where children cannot reach it. Keep it in the refrigerator, but not in the door compartment. Do not put HBVAX2 in the freezer, as freezing destroys the vaccine. Keep the injection in the original pack until it is time for it to be given. Protect from light. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines, including vaccines, can have side effects. If you or your child do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects in children. Side effects in children. Local reaction around the injection site such as soreness, redness and swelling. Fever. Smaller appetite than normal. Cold symptoms including runny nose, cough, headache, vomiting, diarrhea, irritability, or tiredness, especially in infants aged from 0 to 1 years. Crying more than normal. Difficulty sleeping. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you or are ongoing. These are the more common side effects that may occur in children aged 0 to 10 years. For the most part, these have been mild. Common side effects in adults. Common side effects. A local reaction around the injection site such as pain, soreness, tenderness, itching, redness, swelling, warmth, or a hard lump. Tiredness, weakness, fever, sore throat, runny nose, cough, nausea, feeling generally unwell, diarrhea, headache. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. These are the more common side effects of HBVAX2. For the most part, these have been mild. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Tingling of the hands or feet, sudden numbness or weakness in the legs or arms, drooping eyelid or sagging muscles on one side of the face, also called Bell's palsy, sudden dimming or loss of vision, a seizure or convulsion, which may or may not be accompanied by a very high fever, headache and fever, progressing to hallucinations, confusion, paralysis of part or all of the body, disturbances of behavior, speech and eye movements, stiff neck and sensitivity to light. As with all vaccines given by injection, there is a very small risk of a serious allergic reaction. Dizziness, lightheadedness, skin rash, itchiness, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, throat, or neck which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives or nettle rash. Painful, swollen joints, sometimes occurring days to weeks after vaccination. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. These are serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. These are serious side effects. If you or your child have them, you may have had a serious allergic reaction to HBVAX2, and may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Most of these side effects occur within the first few hours of vaccination. Other side effects also reported include bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you or your child notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you or your child experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What HBVAX2 contains. Active ingredient HBVAX2 is made without any human blood or blood products. Main ingredient. Surface protein of the hepatitis B virus, derived from genetically engineered yeast cells. The protein in HBVAX2 is not alive, and cannot give you the hepatitis B virus. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Aluminium, as amorphous aluminium hydroxyphosphate sulfate. Sodium chloride. Borax. HBVAX2 is made without any human blood or blood products. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What HBVAX2 looks like. HBVAX2 comes in glass vials as a slightly white liquid. Three different vaccine doses are available. 5 micrograms in 0.5 milliliters of liquid, Ostar 7, 2, 3, 4, 7. 10 micrograms in 1 milliliter of liquid, Ostar 9, 0, 6, 2, 4. 40 micrograms in 1 milliliter of liquid, Ostar 9, 0, 6, 2, 3. HBVAX2 also comes in pre-filled syringes for the following vaccine doses. 5 micrograms in 0.5 milliliters of liquid, Ostar 1, 2, 7, 2, 4, 4. 10 micrograms in 1 milliliter of liquid, Ostar 1, 2, 7, 2, 4, 5. Who distributes HBVAX2? Merck Sharp. Anne. Dome, Australia Pty Ltd. Level 1, Building A, 26 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025. RCN 00002833 2AU. Copyright 2025 Merck. Ann. Co. Inc. Rahway, NJ, USA, and its affiliates. All rights reserved.